it has been a strategy that has been attempted for several times, but this time round it went through.
Hmm.
I remember even in 2013 there was an attempt, and again 2014, and every year there was an attempt to impose an arms embargo on South Sudan. But all along, they couldn't get the needed vote for it. But this time round, they got it. And the reason they got it is that maybe the international community is already frustrated about the continuation of war in South Sudan. And the donors are fatigued about keeping these displaced and refugees alive with a lot of costs on them. So this has made it through this time round, and that's what we see now. What's remain is just the implementation. They have postponed the implementation maybe for 1 year from now. So it tells you again they are not using it exactly as an embargo, but also as a pressure. Because if, why should they push it ahead if it is not a pressure for something mm-hmm. else? And according to the explanation which we got from the sources, especially those who voted, particularly from the European countries, they have explained that they want to use it as a pressure so that a high-level revitalization forum and the peace process could be concluded quickly with an agreement that will end the war, and then the peace is back to the country.
Yes,
and that is what we heard from the explanation. So they are using it also as a pressure on the negotiating parties.
Yes, and what impact do you think this arms embargo will have on South Sudan?
The impact is very hard on the government if the implementation is part. Let's say if the war does not end this year, 2018, and we reach to 2019. And the arms embargo is implemented, the government will really face it very hard, because the government is given the mandate of the protection of the territorial integrity of the country, and that needs also armament for you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And also the government has to confront those who are rebelling, and they are rebelling with guns, they are not rebelling with sticks.
Mm-hmm.
So the government needs superior guns so that they can quell the rebellion.
Right.
Now, if this is stippled the way it is now, then the government will be in a very bad shape to do this mandate. And if it is in a bad shape, then it will be weakened. And weakening a government is very dangerous. It could lead to the defeat of the government or expulsion of that government, and it's not a good news at all to any country, because people don't need their government to be expelled or to be collapsing. That's because it creates a lot of complications. So that's why everybody now is looking forward that at least this year, 2018, a peace deal should be threatened, so that really this arms embargo doesn't make meaning anymore if you are in a peaceful situation. But if you continue with the war, it will be very hard. Even on the opposition, somehow they will not have access to easy guns, and they may have to pay or find middlemen somewhere to sneak to them some guns, but it won't be heavy as they could have desired. So it is bad on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you are in the government or you are in the opposition, the arms embargo is a bad news.
Yes, talking about talking about particularly the middlemen, and, you know, South Sudan have some security treaties or agreements that they signed with neighboring countries. Don't you think they can easily access the guns through the neighboring countries?
Yeah, those neighboring countries are members of the UN, and they are told 1 year from now they should start implementing this arms embargo. That is what has come out from that, with exception to maybe to the UNMISS peacekeeping forces and maybe to the African Union forces that are tracking down the LRA, and maybe the evacuation forces in case things come to worse and some countries want to evacuate their national using their armed forces, they are allowed. But the South Sudanese themselves, their government and their opposition, they are not allowed to have access of guns from anybody. 1 year from now. But they can do it within this year. But once we reach to 2019, it won't work, because any country in the region or any neighboring country that is a member of UN that is found to facilitate, you know, the flow of arm to South Sudan after this arm embargo, they might also get the same sanctions. Hmm. So, and why should they get sanctioned in the name of another country? So some of them will just step back and then leave South Sudan alone to carry its own cross.
Right.
If they do not end the peace.
Right. So, Mr. James, what opportunities, if any, does this embargo provide the warring side in this conflict?
The pressure has been taken up to a higher bar. That is what is there now. So once the pressure is very high on the warring parties, people expect that they will come back to their senses. And then they sign a peace agreement and end this filthy war. And afterward, this arm embargo will not have any meaning. So what we think now, that really within this year, 2018, something really must happen in terms of peace in South Sudan.